I looked at the growth results for the industry last year, and it's interesting they paralleled the growth results for your organization. So I would suggest to you that you are the growth of the industry at this point.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
All right. Well, hey, who thought we'd be here a few years later, right?
Well, I certainly did.
You did. There you go. It's exciting.
I was
certainly
hoping we'd be here.
We've had a lot of product providers and a lot of vendors for different products over the years. And for me, when I think about what's happened with you guys, it really is a dream come true. You know, it just a short 7 years ago, we were really just getting to know you guys. And sometimes we lay out our plans, it almost sounds like we're making it up. You know, how big we are and how widespread we are. We're all over North America. What were you thinking when you first met us and you first realized what the potential this was?
Wow. You know, that's really interesting. All relationships start small, right? And so the person with us today is Steve Weiner. And Steve Weiner is responsible for the WFG relationship going forward, but he's also responsible for the origin of the WFG relationship. And I can remember them bringing me this opportunity. They had identified some people that were part of this organization that were selling a little bit of variable life, and we needed to maybe do something different with the contract. And they started describing the organization to me, and you know, I'm fairly innovative and entrepreneurial, so I said, well, let's just give it a little shot and see what happens. And it's been amazing what's happened in the last 7 years with this relationship between the two of us.
Well, we've grown so much together that we now consider this one of our primary product providers, and you guys consider us the same. And I know you've dedicated parts of your new building to underwriting for just us and some cool things. I can talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, well, not only one of the biggest providers, you are our biggest provider in the life insurance space right now. It's been phenomenal. We've actually gotten so committed to the WFG relationship that we're reorganizing my sales organization and are having a team of about 25 sales associates that are just 100% dedicated to WFG. And that's on top of the roughly 150 or so people that work in the home office in underwriting operations that do nothing but WFG. We had some WealthWaves people in Columbus recently. We took them in and showed them the underwriting operations area. We brought everybody together and allowed me to reflect that all those people in that room, all 150 people that are sitting around listening to us talk, really owed their jobs to this organization. So it's really a cool relationship and really helped both of us.
Well, there's just nothing like it for me. I mean, the training you guys have given us, you hold those events up there in Columbus, and we bring in people who want to learn this business and want to learn how to market our products, and you guys obviously want to do that, and you take your time and your resources, and you've got these incredible facilities for training and teaching, and so it's just been really great.
Yeah, no, it's been our treat to bring people to Columbus. You know, it gets us a chance to know you a little bit better, but as importantly, it gets you a chance to understand Nationwide and what kind of organization Nationwide is. You know, it's easy to tell a story, but to live the story is a different thing, and anytime we get somebody to Columbus, they always seem to recognize that Nationwide really is a unique culture. You know, we're a mutual company. We're really about our members and about our policyholders. We have what some people would call Midwestern values, right? People are really nice to work with, and they really do want to do right by you. And it really shows up when you get to Columbus and meet the people there. So we're thrilled to have
and
you.
Do you have to be an Ohio State fan to be able to do business there?
You know, I should have thought about that when I wanted to.
I noticed you had the Ohio State tie on, yeah.
So I lived in Columbus for 20 years, and I learned the first year that you have to at least pretend to be an Ohio State fan. My kids were young at the time. I can remember we were at a soccer practice for like three-year-old kids, and the dads were all mad because it was the opening of the Ohio State football season that night. And I, being the smart aleck I am, said, there's a game tonight? They go, yeah, Ohio State's playing. I go, basketball season starting already? No dad would talk to me the rest of the season. So after that, I learned, okay, go box, OH.
Yeah, OHIO, yeah, right. Well, Urban Meyer used to coach at my high school. That was his first job. So I'm sure nobody in Columbus, Ohio is a big Alabama fan at this point.
You know what? I think Ohio State really didn't expect and didn't really feel like they deserved to be in the national championship this year, and good for the teams that are going to be there, a couple new ones this year.
Right.
So it's good. I haven't heard too many people complain.
No, you really can't. I mean, you gotta win just one more game extra, and they would have probably had a chance.
Yeah, play one less bad game, yes.
Yes. Well, so what do you see for financial service distribution? I know you have a lot of other relationships. How is their growth? Is their growth as consistent as ours? And how do you feel about that?
Wow. You know, in the life insurance space in particular, we got a huge problem with distribution because the traditional life insurance agent, the average age of them is like 57 years old. And people used to get in the life insurance business because you worked for a career agency system, right? They'd bring you in as part of the general agency and they'd train and recruit you. And if they're lucky, 10% of the people would still be there 5 years from now. And the big mutuals kind of figured out that's not a very efficient model. And so very few people are bringing new people into the business, with the exception of organizations like this. And that's why we are so bullish on this organization, is you really have shown not only you know how to bring people into the organization in an efficient way, but you've shown that you've been able to grow the business, and you've also shown that you can serve a marketplace that's really being underserved by the traditional life insurance agent, right? My responsibility is to go across all distribution markets, and I can tell you there's a lot of people who walk away from the type of business that you guys make a living on. And I think that's sad, because that's the people that need your services the worst. I looked at the growth results for the industry last year, and it's interesting they paralleled the growth results for your organization. So I would suggest to you that you are the growth of the industry at this point.
Well, you know, I know the difference your products make for our clients, and that's the end user, and how much that means to us. But talk for a second about kind of where you guys were in relationship to the industry, ranking-wise, before us, and where you are now, and where you think you might be in the next few years.
Yeah. So life insurance is really important to Nationwide, and in 2012, we really weren't a relevant company. We were, I think, number 32 in market share. But it's important to us because if you think about our portfolio as an enterprise, right? And most people think about Nationwide as a PNC company. But the reality is our financial services business is as big as our PNC business. Well, PNC businesses are largely weather-related risks, right? Maybe a little bit of interest rate, but largely weather-related risks. We've got a lot of 401k and annuity business, which is largely related to equity risks, right? What do we get when we add life insurance to our portfolio? It's mortality risk. And mortality risk is totally uncorrelated to the other two. So Nationwide's had a big push to try to grow our life insurance business. And as a result of relationships like this, this one being a big driver of it, for the last 2 years, we've been number 8 in market share, gone from 32 to 8 in 5 years. And our goal is to be top 5, right? And that means we need to double sales to get in the top 5. And that's only 25% next year and 50% the year after, right? So if you guys can help us do that, I really believe we can get to the top 5.
Well, and our plan is to do that. You know, and when I think about the things you've done to help us to do that, it kind of blows my mind. Talk about some of the things you guys have done with technology and innovation to prepare us to go into a goal like that and be able to really go serve those families and do it.
Wow. Well, the industry is just so ripe for disruption, right? The life insurance business we're selling life insurance with paper applications the same way we did 100 years ago. Right, and the underwriting process may take even longer than it did 100 years ago, and when you have those types of things, something's got to give, right? You know, you think about how buyers people buy nowadays, right? I did all my Christmas shopping Tuesday night in my hotel room in about an hour, right? That's a little bit different than the prior 20 years where I'd wander around the mall and try to find something that my family doesn't already have that they might be interested in, right? Life insurance is kind of in the same spot. We're wandering around the mall saying, is there somebody here that wants to buy? And most people are saying, well, yeah, I might be interested, but tell me about the process, right? So Nationwide's in the process of investing $200 million in the infrastructure of our life insurance business. And a lot of that investment is going to digitizing the work that we do, right? So that we can really use that data to make the process and the experience not only from an underwriting standpoint, but from a service standpoint, that much better. One of the biggest areas we're making huge progress on is what we call our intelligent underwriting approach, right? And some people call it an underwriting program, a simplified approach, whatever you want to call it. For us, it's the way we're going to be doing underwriting going forward. And simply, it's you shouldn't have to give us more than basic client demographics. You know, give us an illustration or tell us how much they want to buy, what kind of product they want to buy, what's their name, address, social security number. We'll pick it up from there, complete the entire application. And by the way, at the end of the application process, we'll be able to tell you whether the person's insurable or not. In fact, we're weeks away from being able to sell them on the phone and say, oh, that's great. you're insurable. You won't need to have an exam, blood, urine drawn. And we've put about 25,000 applications through that process, and we're getting to the point where half the people that are preferred plus risks, we can tell them after that telephone interview that they're insurable, right? So it takes the underwriting process down from 60 days to, if you get the telephone interview done today, you could get the decision today, right? I firmly believe that the direction we're heading with using technology and using big data, that within 2 or 3 years, the majority of life insurance policies will be, the policy itself will be delivered to the client within seconds of the application being submitted, right? And that's how fast I think things are moving. That's why it requires a $200 million investment to really be in a position to take advantage of that. And think about how exciting that is for us and how much quicker we can move, I mean we collectively, if you're not worried about, you know, what happened to that APS, what do I have to do to schedule my client's exam? It's been 60 days, I still don't have a policy, what's going on? And not to mention your clients who have changed their minds now because it's been 60 days. On our entire block of business, about 60% of the applications get placed. On the business that goes through intelligent underwriting, it's 99% of those policies get placed. The client doesn't have that 60 days to rethink their decision. They're getting their policy, they're paying their premiums, and everybody's moving on. Now, I'll take it one step further. What we're learning through the intelligent underwriting process, and by the way, part of that $200 million is going to IBM for their Watson, which is machine learning, right? And every day we're learning something new that helps us make underwriting decisions, but also every day we're learning something that allows us to predict not only who's insurable, right? Think about that. We'll be able to go to you and say, before you even go approach this client, we don't think they're insurable, so you might want to talk about annuities or something else, right? So how's that for saving you some time? But we'll also be able to predict for you, we think this group of your clients probably need to own some more life insurance, and this would be a good time to approach them. And by the way, they're already pre-approved for insurance, so all you have to do is go collect your premium. How's that for changing the way we do our business? And that's really where the marketplace, at least nationwide, is heading, and heading at a very rapid rate.
Well, you know, it's also fascinating to me with so many new Americans and so many people that have other languages. You know, we've got the group in the back here helping us to convert this very meeting live into multiple languages. I think it's Spanish and Chinese and Korean on the fly. We've got up to 72 languages possible. So it really has made that even more, you know. So a lot of clients, you know, they're more comfortable in their native tongue. And you guys are helping us to do all that. It's just fascinating.
You know, we're pretty proud of our diversity at Nationwide and our understanding of this organization and the diversity it brings. And we thought we were doing really well by going out hiring a lot of multilingual people to work with you. From a technology standpoint, we've been working on some tools that complete the application in whatever language the client wants to complete it in. The telephone interview that we do currently as part of the application, we have multiple people that speak multiple languages that can do the interview. What I'm seeing back here just is like, okay, all that work is great. We just moved it 10 years forward. We don't have to go hire 100 people.
It's like an episode of Star Trek or something.
Yeah, this is cool stuff. We're anxious to find out some more about it because...
I mean, you could stand back in that room, and as we're speaking, you can watch it come across in different languages. And we've had some people in our office here that speak those languages go back. That's exact. It's really real.
Yeah, well, they assured me that my Chinese would be perfect as this gets translated across the airwaves. So.
That's called Wisconsin Chinese.
somebody tried to get me to say Nationwide's on your side in Chinese, and when I tried to repeat what they said, they looked at me like, are you speaking Greek or Chinese?
I think they do the same thing with me.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's great to have you here. I can't tell you what it's meant to us over these couple years to work closely with you and your team. I think that you have the best network of wholesalers, and just everything that you guys do is always world-class. The events you put on, from the Memorial Golf Tournament all the way through all the different things you guys do, it's just world class.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tom. And we appreciate everything you guys do for us as well. The business has been great. We learn something every time we come out and visit you. I get a chance to sit and watch Bill Mitchell presentation, and boy, I'm inspired. You know, you have some applications that I can take?
We do. We do. I was going to talk to you about that. Yeah, we do. That's really what Nationwide wants you to have your next step be, coming over here with us. No, I'm sure they've got ideas for you.
Yeah. What was it he said? Part-time, full-time, and sometime?
Yes.
It's sometime. Yeah.
We'll take sometime. That's one of our advantages. Well, you guys have done such a great job for us, and I just want to say thank you and all the things that you do on behalf of all the people that are listening in TV land and all the people in the room here. We love Nationwide. I'm not going to sing for you, but I know everybody here could.
Well, are you ready? Everybody know the jingle? Ready? Nationwide is on your side.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.